You're with SBS Radio. ऑस्ट्रेलियन टैक्स ऑफिस यानी ATO ऑनलाइन धोखाधड़ी तो बचन लई अपने पैसों की हिफाजत करन ते उस दे बारे चौकस रहन दी सलाह ऑस्ट्रेलिया दे वसनीकां नूं देंदा है। ATO दा कहना है कि फोन दे जरिए धोखाधड़ी करन वाले कुछ लोग सॉफ्टवेयर दा इस्तेमाल करके अपनी शनाख्त नूं लुकाउण लई एक सही दिसन वाला फोन नंबर वरतदे ने ते उस तों लोकां नूं धोखा देण दीआं कोशिशां करन वाली फोन कॉल्स करदे ने। ATO दा कहना है कि पिछले महीने ही ऑनलाइन धोखाधड़ी विच लोकां दा 8 लाख डॉलर दा नुकसान हो गया सी। धोखाधड़ी करन वाले लोग किसे ऑस्ट्रेलियन फोन नंबर तों तुहाडे फोन ते कॉल कर सकदे ने ते पहले तो रिकॉर्ड कीता होया अजिहा एक सुनेहा सुना सकदे ने।
Department is investigating you and your family. We had tried to notify you regarding this issue, but we have never got any response from you. So, it has been considered as an intentional fraud and a lawsuit has been filed under your name. In order to get more information, you can call our department number on 280-909-306. I repeat, it's 280-909-306.
असिस्टेंट टैक्स कमिश्नर कैथ एंडरसन कहंदे ने कि ATO अपने फोन नंबर नूं तुहाडे कॉलर आईडी ते नज़र नहीं आउण देंदा ते ना ही लोकां नूं फोन करके गिरफ्तार करन दी धमकी देंदा है।
It's important to remember that a legitimate caller from the ATO will never threaten you with arrest, will never demand immediate payment, especially through unusual means like Bitcoin or prepaid cards. We won't refuse to allow you to speak with a trusted advisor or your regular tax agent. And importantly, our phone number does not project on caller ID. So if you receive a call with a call number projecting onto your ID, you can be pretty confident that it's not from the ATO.
असिस्टेंट कमिश्नर एंडरसन ए वी कहंदे ने कि वड्डी उम्र दे ऑस्ट्रेलिया वसनीक खास तौर ते इस धोखे दा शिकार हो सकदे ने।
The elderly, people who are living on their own. And what we've seen recently is, for example, one elderly person who over the course of about 5 months paid $230,000 to the scammers. Now what they do is they threaten these people and then they panic and that's when they end up paying the money.
University of the Sunshine Coast which cyber security the professor Dave Lacey kende ne ki ajehe dhokhebazi de kam karan wale mujrim sochde ne ki ohna de phone sunan wale shikar ohna to dar ke koi pratikaram karange.
Well, what they're trying to do is elicit an emotional response of you where you're reacting without thinking. That's absolutely in a scammer's toolkit. That's what they want to happen, and they do that by scaring you. And if whether it's an arrest or a big bill, or you know, you got to have your telephone line cut off or your energy cut off, whatever it might be, that's what they're going for.
Professor Lacey ए वी कहंदे ने कि लोकां नूं जल्दबाजी विच कोई भी फैसला लैण तो गुरेज करना चाहिदा है क्योंकि धोखाधड़ी करन वाले लोग आम तौर ते लोकां नूं फसाउण लई एही हथकंडा अपनाउंदे ने।
Don't feel pressured into responding to a contact that someone initiates with you, even if you they represent themselves as big business or big government. In absolute concrete terms, the tax office and Centrelink and Medicare don't ring you and demand payment over the phone. It's a process in government that is a bureaucracy and takes time, and there's multiple other long-winded ways they engage. So have a healthy sense of skepticism. Do your own research and be proactive in making your own inquiries and make your own phone call and engagement that way.
Hazreen, online ya mobile phone di dhokhadadi bare tuhade je koi vichar ya tajurbe hon jo tusi sade naal sanje karna theek samjho te program chalde duran 0429962863 te sms bhej sakte ho ya phir sade facebook page te vi comment karke sade naal vichar vatandra kar sakde ho. SBS पंजाबी ले मैं हां रुचिका तलवार।
SBS
रेडियो।
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.